Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everybody to this afternoon's study session for May City Council for Monday, November 5th, 2005. I would like to excuse Councilwoman Higgins, although I understand she may be on the phone.
No, I'm here, Mayor.
No, you're not on the phone?
No.
Sounded
yes,
like
I
she
am
was to me.
Phone. Yes, sir.
Okay. Councilwoman Higgins is on the phone, and Councilman Glover probably just running a little late. Okay, the first item on this evening's agenda is to review tonight's regular council meeting agenda. So we shall do that. Items 3A through 3D. Items 3E through 5A. Items 5B through 5D. Items 5E through 5G. 5H and 5I. 5J through 6B. 6C through 7B. Councilmember Richens.
If we could remove 6C for further discussion upstairs from the consent agenda, I have a few questions for CenturyLink in the meeting upstairs.
Okay.
Thank you.
Item 6, Charlie, is off the consent agenda. Items 8A through 10A. Items 11A through 12B.
Hey, Mayor?
Yes, Councilwoman
Higgins. I would like to put 11A back on the consent agenda.
Okay. 11A will now go back on the consent agenda. All right. So the items now not on the consent agenda are items 6C, and then the public hearing on the annexation, 12A and 12B. Is that correct? Okay. All righty. Next item is acknowledge receipt of minutes and boards and committees. Have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh, second Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Councilmember Higgins, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Okay. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilmember Glover and I had the privilege to attend the Arizona Asian Festival this weekend, which was here at the Mesa Arts Center. Councilmember Glover helped with the opening ceremonies of the event on Saturday, and I helped yesterday with the closing ceremonies. This was an event that for many years had been held in Phoenix. Last year they moved to Mesa at the Mekong Plaza, and this year moved to the beautiful Mesa Arts Center and had thousands of people, a very successful event. And they're hoping to come back to the Mesa Arts Center again next year.
Cool.
Thank you.
Didn't realize they moved over there. I was out of town. Sorry I missed it. It's always fun. Anything else? Councilman Richens.
On Saturday was getting Arizona involved in neighborhoods, a night where we had lots of block watches across the city. I think I got to 9 or 10 of them. And they were all very well attended. And I got to have to commend our city staff from, I think, Solid Waste, PD. I'm going to leave somebody out. It's like the Oscars. You know, you just don't start naming names because you'll leave somebody out. But I was really impressed. Transportation. I mean, there's so many people who were out there getting to each of those block watch parties. There wasn't one party I went to that didn't have another city person there. And it was so thank you for, I know that takes a lot of time out of people's schedules and when they've worked hard all week, but I wanted to particularly thank our staff for taking the time to help inform our neighborhoods, and also thanks to all those block watch captains who organized those meetings with our neighborhood services and PD, Patty Gallagher, and all those folks. So thank you for a great event. It went really well. I think all of you guys probably went to a meeting or 5 or 10 or so too. So thanks.
Thank you. Anything else? I had an opportunity to do a couple of things that were very exciting. On Thursday afternoon, I had the privilege of helping to helping the dedication, ribbon cutting of Mark Center's new villages at Oasis Park, which is way out on the east side of town. It's a new facility built in a piece of ground that that has been there for quite a while. That at the time, Supervisor Tom Freestone helped to get Mark involved in doing a rehabilitative facility. That's hard to say. I don't know why. And now there's some living facilities there. Beautiful facility. HUD was very much involved in it, and the city of Mesa, we annexed the property in and became very involved. Beautiful, beautiful facility. So thanks to them for including us in that. And had hopefully former Congressman Matt Salmon, now candidate Matt Salmon, was there also. He's been very much involved. Friday, though, I really had a treat. I was honored to be asked to speak to over 300 students from Westwood High School who were hosted by ASU Polytechnic for a day seminar and workshops on leadership, and so they asked me to come and speak with them. And oh my gosh, I'm up there looking at these 300 incredible high school students. This is one of the first years I think they have all four classes, so that's why there were over 300. There's freshman through senior. These are kids who have applied to get into this program. It's at Westwood. It requires academic success and potential, but also kids who really want to be the future leaders. And to see that many high school students who are impressive, who really will make us proud. And I felt insignificant, actually, in front of all these high school kids. They're a heck of a lot further along in high school than I ever was. And it was a great opportunity and a great privilege. So thanks to you at Westwood and at the International Baccalaureate program for allowing me to be part of that. It's a lot of fun. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. If you haven't noticed, tomorrow is Election Day, so encourage everybody to get out and vote tomorrow. I'll have our next study session will be Thursday, this Thursday, November 8th at 7:30 a.m. And that will be followed by a Sustainability and Transportation Committee meeting. Also, Council, we want to make you aware of that we may need to, it appears we'll need to have a special Council meeting to canvass the election. The reasoning is that City Clerk tells me that the county will not have the ballots counted before Thanksgiving. So that pushes us after the 23rd. We know that many of you will be leaving to go to National League of Cities probably, I think I've heard, as early as the 27th. So that leaves us with Monday the 26th. What we'll be doing is just trying to find out from Council if you want to try to do that. We can do it any time on the 26th. That's not a regular Council meeting.
What's our requirement, legal requirement for canvassing?
I believe it's you have a window there, Mayor, of I think it's 20 days.
So what would keep us from just doing it during a regular meeting on the 3rd?
Is it 20 days from which date?
It's 20 days from the date of the election.
Well, that means they have to get it to us on the 23rd.
The 26th is the last day that they can get it to us, and we can legally do it.
Okay,
they
so
won't
they
won't be done before Thanksgiving.
So what they're saying is that they're going to get it to us on the 23rd, so really we either have to do it on the 23rd or the 26th, or come in over the weekend.
What happens if we don't? Is somebody going to, like, make our election illegal?
Well, actually,
what's the ramifications?
You asked me that question. I pulled the statute and had to run over here before I could really get into it. But it appears that we can extend it day by day if there was a problem with the county and a reason why not. But I just thought I would ask Mr. Brady if there was a way we could do it on the 26th without inconveniencing everyone. Instead of keep delaying it, we try it that way.
Okay. Why don't you look at that? We have
we could do it as a conference call.
Okay, well, whatever. whatever
compelling TV.
We'll have it focus.
I just look at the details. I mean, if we can wait and do it as part of the meeting on the 3rd, that would be the most. That would be the one that would least inconvenience. But if the law requires us to somehow get together, I'm sure we can pull together a conference call or something on the 26th.
Okay.
But I just, it's just a little weird that we have a requirement, and yet we're relying upon the county to get us the numbers, and then we have no flexibility in what we do. So,
and they keep moving the date further and further out as the elections get busier.
Would you give them our as a? I can't speak on behalf of the council formally, but I know that they would join me in thanking them for moving that out many days.
Is it taking more time because of consolidated elections? You have consolidated elections that occur, and there's more issues to deal with than shouldn't. Yeah.
Okay. So we have. Now, we have 20 days from, look that up. That seems a little weird that we have only 20 days from the date of the election. It would seem like we'd have a time from the time that we are given the numbers. Just figure out what that is. That's still, this is still a couple, 3 weeks away, so.
I'll look at it, Mayor.
Okay. And we'll do whatever we need to.
Sounds good.
That's okay with the rest of council. Thank you. All right. Anything else? Councilmember Higgins, you okay?
I am fine, Mayor. Thank you.
All righty. I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.